I was right on the outside edge of it, and it cleaned off all the trees along the causeway. I was coming up from the north end of the town. There's a reservoir that I was crossing over, and it cleared off all the trees, and then I watched it go over the bridge, and it kind of went up and over after it pushed over a giant willow tree on the edge of the reservoir that I used to fish by when I was a kid. Been there forever. It was probably 10 feet across the trunk of that thing, and it turned it up, and that was the end of that. That's gone now, but it went up and over the hill, and four doors down from where I lived at the time, and it went right up and over my place, which I was pretty happy about, but it tore up some other stuff not too far from there.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WAC.
That must have been a heck of an experience. The closest thing I've got to that is back in 2005, I was flying down to Florida to visit some friends. And while I can't remember the exact name of the specific hurricane, it turned out I was flying right into one. So about 35, 40 minutes out from Orlando, we're cruising along at altitude, everything is going smooth, and all of a sudden the bottom just fell out. The plane literally started falling out of the sky. They had flown into a low-pressure zone that the radar hadn't seen. And then not long after that, probably the most exciting plane ride I've ever had in a jetliner. The pilot put tipped that thing over 45 degrees, banking hard left, left back out. A few minutes after that, did the same thing going back to the right so he could fly around the storm and bring us back to ground safely. Yeah, it's not an experience I care to repeat either.
What year was that one where you dropped? What about what year was it?
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is
that was back in 2005. That happened to me 20 years ago, and I can still remember it vividly to this day. I've even got a picture I took with my cell phone I had at the time of one of the thunderheads from above, where you can see the anvil shape looking out the window as we were flying past it.